Let me tell you.
The decisions that my old high school are making for their show choir shows are ridiculous. All right, they're no good. The director's daughter gets a solo that's featured in the center of the stage every year, and she got a different colored outfit and her own separate bow, and I just know all the girls hate her, and I just feel so bad for her.
Exactly.
All right, that's enough. That's
excellent.
Enough of that.
Excellent.
Oh, God.
Yes. When you don't want to know about your favorite podcasters' lives outside of,
Come
on,
oh,
man.
You know what?
Inside scoop.
Behind this beard is a show choir loving diva. All right, so don't you? They all want to know that.
Behind that beard is an equally large chin.
Yes, this is actually 5 o'clock.
Goes all the way to the bottom.
It goes all the way down.
The hair is like just a
medical condition.
Yeah. Yes. Me and Mega have the exact same length of beard.
That's true. Yeah, not a lot of people know that.
This is weird.
Yeah, we've had a Bungie weekly update as well. We did on Thursday,
didn't we?
We did
an almost one.
We can't have Black Link read it, though.
I know, yeah. We don't have our sexy voice online.
So why even talk about it if we can't have him read it?
Really,
Story's our second sexiest voice, I say, based purely on the fact that he has an accent.
No, but it's probably a good idea to mention to you now that I can't actually read.
That's
why he spelled his name the way that he did.
Yeah, I had to pay someone to spell that for me. I didn't have much of a choice, you know. So yeah, I can't read.
Goodness,
are you all right? I can see Link in the chat. Are you all right, Link? Is everything all right?
Is everything okay, buddy?
Keep giving us status updates.
Yeah, I'm on my phone, currently floating down the street.
Tigers and bears. Oh my.
Well, I mean, even if we don't have Link here, I think I can pick one sentence out of the
one sentence.
The This Week at Bungie, which kind of summarizes the only part that people really care about, which is, if all goes according to plan, the next update to Destiny will include some design work to refine weapon balance. The exact release date is to be determined, and the full notes on fixes and changes are to be revealed.
That's a very Seinfeld setup type sentence. There's the episode where George is going to get hired, and the guy says, barring any unforeseen circumstances, I don't see what could happen.
I would love to hire you, but and then he gets cut off.
Yes, it's just that's what that sentence is. Well, if everything goes according to plan, you're just setting yourself up for it to not go according to plan now, Bungie. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say.
But hey, you know what sentence I actually liked the most is, balance is like utopia. It is unknown. Ooh. They go on to say that doesn't mean we won't seek it, but if you don't know what utopia is, it means perfect world. And by definition, it is impossible.
So no hunters, right?
No hunters. Mm-hmm. But like, so obviously Destiny's has hunters. We're never going to reach utopia.
Yeah, clearly.
But it means they're actively seeking to try to find the perfect balance scenario. It makes me sort of wonder what they've been thinking about, how they've been going at it. Has it just been another, all right, well, we look at this data, we adjust based on these philosophies like we usually do, or are they thinking, this one's got to last longer, you know? Do we mm-hmm. need to make this last? Do we think that we're going to have some sort of nice equilibrium? Do they think they're going to reach is it going to go 25% sidearms, 25% snipers, 25% fusions, 25% shotguns? I don't know. But I'm very interested
see what they could do to make that possibly happen.
Mind-blowing. Magic.
I'm just curious.
I mean, it's obvious that they're doing something. You know, that something is going to be worked on. It's just, what exactly, how? Because they said in brackets, we've got our eye on new Matador 64. And it's like, I don't know. Matador is used, not because of the actual weapon itself, but because a short range one hit kill is always going to be a more popular or strategic tactical choice in close quarter maps, and the majority of Destiny's maps are close quarter. So, what could you do to shotguns?
Well, it's also Ooh. It's also because, like, primary weapons, I mean, they can kill pretty relatively reliably. If, I mean, it, like, the best option to fight off someone charging you with a matador is probably going to either be the last word, or if you have a perfect shot with your Eisen or palindrome, which is tricky because, I mean, that gun, it's hard to use in close range, especially when there's someone barreling down with a gun in your face.
Clever
matador,
Dragon,
like,
does
plan.
A job like a jug shield. Clever, like a jug shield just racing towards you. You can counter it with a good clever dragon shot, but I think a hand cannon's probably a little bit more effective. Like, we had a lot of that. Striker Titans on Twilight Gap just rushing in with jug shields and shotguns. Last word, I kept switching back to the last word as my only defense against that, even though I didn't have a single sniper rifle at all. And I had a Queensbreaker bow, but of course you kind of cooked the same,
of course
at the same time.
Did.
So, no, I had blue snipers. I have blue snipers. I got nothing.
Oh, Lord, no. Wow. Yeah, taking a blue sniper into trials on Xbox?
Yeah.
It's not happening.
If you were, a real sweat, you would have been able to do it. I mean,
what a champion.
Probably. Just Jason, the other legend. Week, it was a couple of weeks ago when we had Burning Shrine, Just Jason got a blue fusion rifle with brace frame with hip fire, and he was like, ooh, I like this. And he went ham with it in the next round. You give that guy anything. You could give him a napkin and he'll clean up the enemy team with it. It's crazy. But yeah, like last word, that's a good counter for it. The thing, I'd never had so much ghosting from a last word in my life. It was like this weekend, it was like, no, your last word will be firing blanks. And I'm literally using it at the intended range as well. And I had such a bad time with it.
But I think it's a little... It's we've had a lot of time to stew and, you know, have our own thoughts, and everyone's got suggestions, and there's good and bad ones out there. But I think my guess is that it just seems too late for any sort of drastic alteration. Like, I would assume that these changes will probably hopefully cover a lot of different weapon types and, you know, a little bit here and there everywhere. But, like, you know, there's ideas about, like, well, what do we do with low impact shotguns? You know, like the Hakka ones or the vendor stuff where you're just like, well, what about Occam's Razor? It's like, I can't imagine that this late into Destiny before the sequel that we're going to have like drastic changes to archetypes that are just not very popular in PvP. So I don't know. It's like, I assume they're taking their time to do some stuff right, but there's also such a high chance that, like, the things that work well are still going to work well, which is not a bad thing. I mean, like,
wouldn't
like
it be great
guns, but
if they were just like, they just threw all logic and common sense out the window with the final update. It's because, like, Destiny 2 is, like, secretly coming out in, like, September or whatever, and it's like, well, we only have a couple months left before D2. It's like, we maybe shouldn't take it too far, and they're like, no, fuck it. Like, not only is Bloom gone, but we're making the effective range on hand cannons 80 meters. It's like, won't that piss anyone off? Fuck it, we're doing it. Like, okay, sniper.
I like the sound of that.
Snipers are a one-hit kill on anyone. It doesn't matter where you shoot them. In the like, really, in the foot? Yeah, fuck it, we're doing it. Yeah.
Every fusion
rifle is pocket infinity. Done. Okay, what else can we do? You spawn with 50 special rounds. Done.
It's armor piercing and final round from year one. So just point anywhere on the map and you will kill
it.
Isn't this a little excessive? Every class can shade step now. Fuck it.
I would play back.
This goes back. I always thought at one point, would Bungie just turn around and say, right, you can have an exotic in every slot now, just at the end of the game's lifespan.
That would be bananas.
You know, like, you can just equip every single exotic that you can have in every slot. There was no restriction whatsoever. That would be a game mode with that in it. I could see them possibly making that. Like, just maybe a PvP game mode where you can equip every single exotic that you've got.
That seems like it would be a good fit for Mayhem, wouldn't it?
But it is like a Mayhem mode. That would be totally Mayhem. A Mayhem mode.
Be a great playlist.
Super Mayhem.
Yeah, man.
I'm picturing a Striker Titan with Helm of Inmost Light, the Thagomizers, Twilight Garrison, and Dune Marchers.
just trying to light around like the ugliest fucking
speed
character
hacks.
Ever. Is that what you're trying?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, I don't think looking good would be on people's the top of people's lists in a world. Really,
I guess not on the Scrubs list, but that's always on my list, baby. All right. Gotta look fresh when you're dabbing on them after the kill. Otherwise, what's the point? Okay. If when they screenshot me teabagging them, I don't look on point, then I don't see why I would bother playing the game.
Yeah, the tweet that you put out, like what your wife was saying earlier on, that was gold. Absolute gold. Your girlfriend, you were talking about looking fly. Yes. And this is for science. No, you're delaying science. She was like, look.
She's like, I'm trying to look fly over here. I'm like, come on.
Gosh,
but on the subject of weapon balance, it is a tricky one because I think the majority of players that have stuck around, they really don't want any more nerfs to anything weapon-wise.
Right.
Class balance is different because that was one thing I was a little disappointed in with that this week at Bungie, was there was no reference to class balancing. And you can take, because it's vague, you can take it one of two ways. Either there is something coming, but they don't want to mention it just yet, or there is nothing coming in terms of class balance whatsoever, and we're going to have to, you know, remain in the area that we're in at the moment, which it's going to be a problem for some folk. I would like, personally, I'd like to see some major improvements to Blade Dancer, and like many people, you know, I like playing Blade, but the super is just, it's so inconsistent and it really needs some love. People want tweaks on Stormcaller as well, which I don't know whether, personally, I'm fine with Stormcallers the way they are. I do use one a lot, but that's not my, I also play Nightstalker, Blade, and, you know, like, I'm fine with it. I'm absolutely fine with it the way it is, even when I'm playing with other classes. So, you know, like,
the only thing I have in mind is, like, if we kind of go where the community is suggesting, which is like buff primaries and all that stuff. If we do, I'm totally fine with whatever Bungie does to buff whatever the hell they want, because no matter what happens to PvP, I'm just going to look at it practically, like, on paper. Like, okay, what are the best guns now? These are the best guns now.
Time to be
an expert with those guns. Like, that's just the way it is. Yeah. But at the same time, if they're going to make primary stronger, again, totally fine with that. Yeah. I don't want to hear complaining out of nobody. You understand? Because, like, we remember back in House of Wolves when Thorn and Last Word were, like, murdering people from cross-map. First of all, I loved that time in Destiny. I thought that was great.
I remember.
And, like, people were like, oh, that's too much. They're too strong. And then they get, you know, tweaks down, and everyone's like, buff primaries now. Yeah. It's like, well, motherfucker, which do you want, all right? Yeah. Okay, we get primaries stronger now. Good. No complaining. I swear to God, if you complain,
there has been,
don't do it.
Yeah, there has been some references, though. Some of the leading devs have said that they like things to be in season. You know, like a season of hand cannons, a season of auto rifles and things like that. I actually think that's a really good idea, because the weapon groups that we've got, like me and auto rifles, they bore me to death. Like, there's one main reason why auto rifle gameplay in Destiny bores me. Even when they're good and you can wreck with them, it's just very linear. It's like you just hold the trigger down. It's just like dropping the hammer. And whereas the FPS where I learned to play with, like, assault rifles and things like that was Battlefield 3, and there was a very distinctive mechanic that was so addictive and so delicious, where you had to, like, time your burst to a 4 or 5 round burst, and that would get these laser beam quick kills from, you know, 30-40 meters. You know, you couldn't map people with them, but it was really addictive, and mastering that timing was like part of the addiction of the gunplay, whereas Destiny doesn't have that, and I'm not sure that it would ever have it. So auto rifles and me, I find them boring. I like hand cannons and scouts and pulse rifles, not so much, but things being in season satisfies everybody, and that's like a really good thing to have, I think, you know. So maybe if they're going in that direction, that would be pretty decent, you know.
It would be fun to just have the old kind of high impact auto rifles. Like, I always think it would work fine if they could just melt you if you're like 6 feet away. Like, to get close to this guy with an auto rifle would be a bad idea. So it, you know, counteracts that sort of easy movement with shotgun. But at the same time, that auto rifle would not go very far at all. So it kind of would help lower skill players feel like they have some sort of survivability. Because I think if you're a lower skill player, you're not in the right position to get that awesome pick from across the map. if you're a good player, you're getting aerial shots, you're all over the place, you know where to be, and you're going to grab them before they even see you, that kind of thing. But that doesn't happen for lower skill players. So I'd love it if, like, the guy who's just trying to survive out there doesn't really know what's going on around him, but at least reacts. I see you, Mega. He would react and go like, oh, there's a guy on my left, shit! And he can swing around and melt that guy that's coming up on his flank and that's survive idea, as long as someone gets close to him.
That's a really, really good idea, man. Nice one. Yeah. Like, it don't fucking... That's the thing. We don't have this... Holy shit, don't get close to that guy. You know, we can just rush. I think this is the term aping is thrown around a lot. And I know Fallout prefers the term worrying, whereas splitting the two. I think worrying came around from when aping was like a low, like a high risk, high reward. Now it's like a lower risk because you can close those distances so quickly. Yeah. And like,
it was a warrior back when you were challenging people with Thorn Last Word, and it was actually relatively difficult to challenge.
You gotta use that flame shield. Like that.
You got flame shield was like much better then as well. So you had some defenses about people, you know, getting right in your face. You know, like there was some defense. Whereas the only thing that's really in defense, like straight up now, is shotguns, and you know that kind of limits makes the gameplay a bit more linear. So having a devastating high rate of fire auto rifle that was like super close quarters, I think that would be a really interesting element, man. For sure.
I concur. I like the idea. Make Bones the new guy who balances the game.
You're here first, Bungie. Hire me. I've got all the best ideas, and I'll fix your game.
How much could we pay you for advocating getting rid of Bloom, though? That's going to be a difficult one, though, isn't it?
Bones is going to build a wall in the Crucible, and the bottom 50% of the PvP community is going to pay for it.
Well, if I got a job at Bungie and was in charge of weapon balance, people would literally murder me.
That's my only worry with the weapon balance.
How is that different from how the community reacts to weapon balance?
Like, I'm just imagining them going like, the TWAB comes out and it's just like, look, you guys, you want your opinions as players to be the number one impact on weapon design. So we hired a player, one like you, to be in charge of all the weapons design. It's Bones. And everyone's like, what?
No! I've got faith in you, man. If you can come in up with little gems like that auto rifle thing, I got faith
in you. Exactly. I believe Bones will make it so when I use Zalo in PvP, people don't laugh at me. So I think it's
all right. Let's take it one step at a time here. Let's not ask for miracles. So
that's
not
crazy. Shit.
That's my only worry with weapon balance is that they're going to introduce more randomization. Like, oh, we need to tweak shotguns, so we're going to have to make them a little bit more randomized, a bit less consistent and more spread, or like, you know, like some kind of random element. That worries me, because at the moment for me the biggest frustration about being a player that's really actively trying to get better and get muscle memory and practice is the inconsistency. And inconsistencies rife in the Crucible with so many weapon groups, you know, whether it's down to the low tick rate, whether it's down to a bit of lag, whether it's down to the genuine randomization of projectiles. There's like so many avenues that cause inconsistencies, and I think widening those avenues is not a good idea, because it just makes gameplay less addictive and less fun. So I really hope that they're concentrating on whatever it is they're doing is making things more consistent, but you know, in a much more versatile kind of way.
Sorry, I have a perk idea, if you liked my auto rifle thing. So it's like Luck in the Chamber, and it goes on shotguns, but a random bullet in your magazine just does a sparrow horn when you shoot. So you can just get right up someone and like drop on their head, and it'll just be like...
Well, oh my gosh. Yeah, if that was a real perk, then I would be like a one-man band with all the, you know, like I would basically be playing people a tune and feeding them kills every day.
I thought you were going to say...
Because they'd have like the Galar horn right in their ear. And they would just be like, all right, where is he?
I thought you were going to say that one shot in the magazine, like Elmer Fudd's, and blows back in his face, and he just kills himself.
Blows the barrel of your matador, and you're left like with a cloud of...
Yeah, I can just see that now. I'm making a push. He's on A. He's right by the special. I'm going to go for an aerial shotgun blast. Wah, 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 wah. I'm down. Fuck!
I got fudded. I got fudded up, dude.
I'm fudded. Oh, man. Yes. Oh, so... your weapon could jam and you had to stop and like bang it.
Oh God! Oh my God!
Put me in charge. People would hate this, but I would love it. I'm not gonna lie. I would love a perk that like, if that perk existed, I would love it if it was like, all of your other bullets do slightly more damage. Like, put it in a hand cannon, they all do slightly more damage, but one bullet is just guaranteed to fail in that round. So it's very high risk.
Dude, we already have that. We already have lots of that. It's already in the game. There's plenty of it.
Are you guys sad about no Crimson Days?
No.
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 Hell no. And here I was. Here I was hoping I could get Fallout to carry me in Crimson Doubles, and now no, I have nothing.
Yeah, it's just,
Megan, you just jump off the side at the beginning of every round. Like,
yes. Yeah, you got it. You got it, man.
Make it happen. You got this, buddy.
I think we're going to get something. I just don't think Crimson Doubles wasn't a very popular thing, and if they're like limited on resources for events now because of all the busyness on D2, mm-hmm. then maybe something different, or maybe it could be just something completely different for once. I know we're going to get something, even if it's not until April. We'll get a big sandbox patch and then a content drop in April, you know, whether they're going to bring back raids again, like the old school raids, which I think is, I'm almost certain of it, to be honest. I think Vault of Glass is going to get a rework.
Love that gear.
It's one of those things where like every week it comes up more and more. Yeah. Like, oh, what if they did this? And it just probably started as like one guy. What if they did this? And it's just steamrolled into me being more and more like, oh, that's definitely going to happen. Like, it has to.
Yeah. So, you know, when they do the raids again.
Yep. And then when it doesn't happen, people are just going to like riot or something.
That's how it slowly snowballs. Because, like, I was talking to someone and it went from the fact that Bungie mentioned that they were going to tweak weapons, but like the release date is like, oh, who knows when, somewhere in the future. And then it like slowly got to the point where it was like, oh, well, in years past, we got like a spring weapon update. It's like, oh, spring weapon update. Oh, spring weapon update. So when does spring start? Oh, so we're probably going to get the weapon update around. It's like, okay, don't do this, because this is how it gets to the point where the first day of spring comes out and like Bungie is all quiet on the Western Front. And then everyone's like, what the fuck, dude? We were promised a spring weapon update. It's like,
that can easily be combated by being a bit more informative. And I think this one thing I have to criticize Bungie with at the moment is the vagueness of these updates. I mean, sure, you can't down.
I understand that is frustrating. It's definitely frustrating when you don't get, because it's like, it would be so cool if it was like, oh, here's the date. You know what I mean? But the other side of that coin is that if they promise it by a date, and it's not ready by that date, then there's hell to pay.
Yeah, but you
and
don't have to promise a date. That the Bungie's characteristic with it is, oh, this is going to happen sometime around then, and then it's nothing until that
drops.
But
again, what if they say, okay, it's sometime around March, and then March comes, and every week that goes by in March, it's just the people banging on the door a little bit louder. What the fuck, Bungie? What the fuck, Bungie?
I think what Story wants then is that every week they would be like, eh, it's not ready yet. Like, sorry, but we're like,
exactly.
I'm fine with that. Like, updates. I mean, other developers do it. Look at who was doing The Division. I can always forget their name. Who's looking after The Division?
Nintendo, massive. Right?
No, but they're doing like a weekly or bi-weekly stream where they talk about everything that is being worked on, and they're so open about it, and it's literally turned things around for them.
Also in a place of desperation, indeed.
Yeah, well, that's why they had to do it. But if they were doing it beforehand, you know, like more people were a bit more transparent, you know, with what their plans were, you know,
and more input from the viewers saying, incorrect, don't do that. I've decided that I've heard it and I dislike it.
Well,
I think the fallacy here is that everyone, I want more news. That'd be great. I'm in full agreement. It feels better. The fallacy is thinking that if they say more, then everyone will be happier and more relaxed.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Everyone is going to have the same response. So all it would be is more different, frequent, like, backlash and Reddit threads with, like, no, I have the brilliant idea, or, like, this is a terrible idea before it's even entered into the game. It's a fallacy to believe that, like, oh, if only they gave us, like, a more timeline with lots of updates that we'd all sit around and happily play Destiny while we wait. Like, I just it's not going to happen. So
maybe, it's hard.
I mean, it does generate more feedback, positive and negative, I think. But that they have got a very big issue with the fact that when there's stuff that they're working on, there's these huge quiet periods. you know, like massive quiet periods where there's no information. Like the recent update, nothing on class balance. Literally no mention of it. No mention of it. Because
it might
all.
Not, it probably won't happen.
It could, yeah. Might, yeah, but I don't know, man.
Here's some food for thought. There's a game for Xbox called Killer Instinct. It's a fighting game. It's like Mortal Kombat or some shit. It's a fighting game for Xbox One. And it's been around since the launch of the console. And it's really small. It's nowhere near the popularity of Street Fighter or whatever. But, you know, people, it does have its own little competitive scene. And it goes around to, you know, big fighting tournaments across the country. So it's in there.
Yeah.
But they used to be really transparent. My girlfriend is a huge fan of KI. She actually... random tidbit, my girlfriend designed a shirt of like one of the KI characters, and then when Phil Spencer was doing like one of his like State of the Union things, he came out on stage wearing the shirt that my girlfriend designed. Super cool. Has nothing to do with anything. I just wanted to throw that out there. But they used to be really transparent, and they would do streams where they would talk a lot about, here's exactly what we're doing with the game, here's exactly our thoughts. And there were a couple people who worked on the game who they had like official KI streams where they shared information, and then some of the developers would do their own streams. But the more transparent they were, community started to get really fucking rowdy in the Twitch chat, really rowdy. And they were just like being so bitter and toxic. And eventually the folks working on KI started doing it less and less because they were like, all right, if this is how you're going to act when we try to share information with you, then fuck it. We're just not going to do it. You know what I mean? Like it's like you reach a point of frustration when everyone's, I mean, the gamers want the game to be balanced. We want to hear from the people who we love who are making this damn game that we play all the time. And then the people who are making the game, they want to help us out. But a lot of time we're just kicking them straight in the dick no matter what comes out of their mouth. So at some point,
well, that
they just
happens
get too
anyway.
You know?
Even if they were doing everything right, you know, that would happen anyway. There's always
it's discouraging,
be...
though, isn't well, it? Isn't well, that like.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a reason to not do it. I really don't think.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it. Yeah, I'm just saying I kind of understand a little bit why they don't.
Why they changed the name of the weekly update? It was was Bungie Weekly Update, and everyone said this is news, and there's no news in it.
Update.
And then they said,
the update?
Actually, no, this is just a blog, and it's not about giving you the next piece of information. Like they had to change the name. It's like Comcast going to Xfinity because they're like, everyone hates fucking Comcast.
Well, let's not compare Bungie to literally Satan right now. Right? Let's not compare them to Comcast. But I vaguely, as someone who makes a stupid fucking YouTube series that like 10 people care about, I vaguely understand Bungie's feeling of like we're working on season 2 of our show, and every day of my life somebody asked me about season 2.
When's it coming?
So I vaguely understand that, like, trying to give out enough but not too much to, like, you know, discourage people, like, it's gonna be a while, but I don't want to tell you exactly because that might be worse than just letting you hang for a minute. Like, I don't know, but I can't imagine doing it on their level with fucking a lot of people that actually care about what's going on. It's like, it's just awful. Awful for them no matter what they do. But I too would like news more often.
Yes. just be a bit more in touch with it. Don't just turn up the dial a little bit. Just turn it up a little bit. Keep people informed a little bit better. There's other guys doing it out there, and they're doing it very well. And responding to negative content. I mean, what major Twitch channel that's doing like live streams about either developments or new trailers or previews and stuff, what isn't free of some of the most toxic, terrible stuff? It's everywhere. And I think the key to a lot of folk is like filtering out that toxic shit. You just don't pay any attention to it. You just carry on. You know, look at, not necessarily pay only attention to the positive stuff, but if someone's like moaning and screaming and shouting and stuff, just boom. You know, you don't have to listen to it. It's going to be there no matter what you do, whether you do things right, whether you do things wrong. But withholding, not necessarily withholding information, but being really, really vague and then having the tiniest of scraps of information really like far apart from each other. I don't know. I just don't think that's a good way to be, personally. You know, I just don't think it's good. But yeah.
I understand. I guess it's just in their mind, there's always the trade-off of everything you say is another way to just infuriate and make somebody quit playing or piss them off in some new way.
That happens anyway.
Then you, I know, you can do. But everything you don't say is a way that somebody might get too frustrated and quit. So there's, it's just like balance in the game where it's impossible to find the perfect people.
There's no utopia.
There is no utopia. But we're going to yell at them until they chase it, damn it.
I'm just going to keep sending them nudes until they tell me what's going on with Blade Dancer. The nudes will start. Most people want nudes, but you don't want my nudes. So I'll keep sending them, till you buff
that
Blade.
Here's a showstopper for you, Bungie. Take a look at this.
Is that an acorn with some... I don't know. What the hell is that? I keep naming nuts.
There is Link. Keep this podcast
in mind. Really.
He was the thing that the backbone, apparently, that kept us on track. Oh my gosh.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Oh well, I think we've probably chewed upon weapon balance. We've chewed upon that update that we've had. Iron Banner, we haven't talked about. Is anyone been enjoying the banner? Have we had any good drops?
I tried to grind out on PlayStation, get my bounties done for better weapons for the impending podcast showdown coming up, so I could get weapons that are more like what I use on Xbox. I got only heavy and shotguns. That's it. I was so pissed.
I have been drowning in an ocean of sidearms. Like every game, sidearm. Like, could you just like just? At first, it was great because I was like, "Oh, they're all 400 drops," and I had plenty of stuff to level up to light level 400. I'm like, "This is great," and they kept giving them to me. I'm like, "All right, chill, right? Just give them to someone else. I don't need them anymore, man."
Yeah, I've been getting the same. Even though anything on Xbox, anything was welcome just to increase the light level. But I found a good distribution between the rocket launcher and the sidearm. Just no armor. You know, I think I had one chest piece drop in all the week's worth of playing so far, so it was really skimpy on armor. Which, funny, I'd be moaning about no weapons if it was all armor when I've got, you know, all the armor and I'm the right level and stuff like that. But loot has been, because on Xbox I had three characters with the intention of deleting one because I don't want to spend huge amounts of time on Xbox. But I did the Iron Banner bounties to see if I could get like a clever dragon, obviously, you know. Four distant stars and two proud spires. So no luck for me at all with the old clever dragon there.
What?
Yes. What's going on with the Skype chat? You're making lots of noise on the podcast. All those notifications are being heard live on stream.
Whoops.
It's going beep, 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 beep. Yes, the spam. Beep, beep.
Bloop, bloop. Don't, it's not our
there's
fault.
There's a black link that may or may not be.
He thinks he can join via mobile.
A wild black link appeared, and
he's reaching out from the middle of the.
Yeah, he says he can hop in. Let's get him in here.
Oh, alrighty.
Oh, he's joining.
Oh, I see Captain. I see Captain Falcon.
Look, story. Oh shit! You can't just go yelling at people like that, man. if they're super popular and they're getting all kinds of Skype notifications, that may or may not be for me. Let them. Okay. Let it happen.
I thought that was. I thought these guys were doing it. I thought they were trying to say something.
No, that was me. That was me.
That was us trying the shit talk story behind his back. We didn't realize that it was popping up on stream.
You gotta read that chat, man. You gotta read the special guest TBL. What's up, guys? The end of the world is happening outside, but I got my.
What's going on?
I'm live on the scene. There are currently cows flying around me. I'm pretty sure I just saw the Wicked Witch of the West. She did a double take.
Damn, dude.
I may or may not. Yeah, she did a double take.
Is that Blackling?
Whoa! From Destiny? What?
Wait, TBL's black?
Yeah, she. Yeah, actually, she looked into my window and said, "Where's Teft? Where is he? I don't know. I don't know. Where, wonderful.
Well, good to have you here, buddy.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Good
to have you glad here. To hear that
a,
you're all right.
You. Yeah, and B, because you're safe.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's just, you know, power outages every now and again, and whatever's happening out there. But we're good. It's cool.
So how's Bunny, Iron Banner been for you?
Yeah, how's Iron Banner? Tell us.
Well, I haven't really played Iron Banner on all three of my characters, like getting all three to rank 5 for the past like 2 Iron Banners. But this one I really wanted to put in a lot of time, so I've been playing a lot of my Titan. Got him up to rank 5. It's been pretty good. I got a lot of sidearms. I think Fallout just saying something about that. It is literally a sea of sidearms right now, which would be nice if it was a better sidearm. Rip. Oh.
I've never used it. I didn't even know what it's like, even.
It's not the best archetype of sidearm. Stuff like the Wormwood or even Anton's Rule are it's in a weird spot time to kill wise. Its optimal time to kill is a bit slower than that of like the Wormwood and Anton's Rule. Or, Lord forbid, if you still have the Iron Wreath from last year, that's a fantastic choice over it. I mean, it's not a garbage weapon. It's just not a Matador 64.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I thought the universe...
Which in Fallout's mind means that it's garbage.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the universe was trying to tell me something. I was like, wow, they're giving me a shitload of sidearms. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to put on a sidearm. And I went in, and like literally 2 minutes later, I was like, okay, I'm going to delete that. Yes, and we're going to put the shotgun back
on. Yeah. So has no one got a decent role on the Titanium Orchid rocket launcher then?
Yeah, you buy one.
Well, yeah, you can buy. Yeah, the vendor one's great, but I got 3 drop that were.
Ooh.
Oh.
What's going on?
I heard explosions. Did you hear that?
What?
Oh my god! Are you okay?
Are you safe, or is this about to get in the danger? Dark?
Coming in right from the war zone.
Did no one hear that on stream? That
was like coming from inside the house.
That was like the biggest explosion ever.
Wow. Yells in a hurricane, stories in a war zone. What is
you want to like look out the window or something like that?
I'm I probably got like a YouTube tab open or something, and it's like a movie. It sounded like a full-on movie explosion.
Huh.
Yeah.
Story's just watching.
In a few seconds, you're going to hear the words, "Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne."
Oh, oh my god.
Oh wow, that was scary. Yeah.
I was right as we were talking about rockets.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, talking about rockets. Yeah, I managed to get a couple roles that were like, oh, it's Skyrim. Hang on a minute, it's fucking Skyrim. You know, I've pressed a button on my Xbox and it's loading up fucking Xbox, and it's the intro to Skyrim. Let me get rid of that. Where's my controller?
The Dragonborn. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Some guy outside Dovahkiin, my house just yelled,
Yeah.
It is. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That was what the explosion was. Like, it was the beginning. The beginning of the Skyrim song. Oh, my God. There we go. Oh back in action. Titanium Orchid. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Mm. Not a bad rocket. Not bad at all.
It looks cool, too.
Yeah. I got one with javelin and grenades and horseshoes and something else that gives you good velocity.
Has anyone tried the slow velocity tracking rocket strategy?
Oh my god.
No. You know what I'm talking about?
No, that sounds hilarious though. Tell me more.
So there's an argument out there. It showed up on the Crucible playbook a little bit. It's universally known that the best rocket launcher has high velocity, high blast radius, grenades and horseshoes, so it explodes near someone. It was nerfed going into year 2, I believe, or it's gone through a few changes. So someone proposed that another role to use would be to use something like the Steel Oracle, which is that crappy thing you get from the Crucible all the time. It's got like very slow velocity, and you're like, why would I ever use this if not for in PvE? The thought is that if you have tracking on a rocket like that, then it has more time to adjust to player movement, whereas a fast-firing rocket would still like try to curve there, but it would probably miss and like go past them or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you get a slow rocket. Has a lot of time to just stop
and
track it down, and then you could even get like cluster bombs on that. If I don't know if those perk combos work, but that way you'd be able to like aim from far away and use that tracking to get a kill, as opposed to just like that quick fire. Oh, I hope that hits him.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, dude, because I had a Steel Oracle on Xbox, and I thought I should throw this away, but it had It had grenades and horseshoes on it. And I thought, well, it's my only rocket. I'll use it anyway. And it was really good, just simply because the blast radius is
it's huge, right?
Very large.
It's
so big.
So you're
sort of like getting more out of the tracking while also rocking a rocket launcher that has like an enormous blast radius.
I'm going to have to try that. That's exciting. Yeah. That's wet my whistle. That
sounds good on paper.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of a hippie.
Yeah, man.
Nailed it, buddy.
What a callback.
I like that.
That was that professional podcaster.
Oh, dude, slow playing
like,
somebody.
Like pay for improv classes.
That's two good suggestions in one podcast. People are getting their money's worth right here. Now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Keep this kid around, not just for his handsome good looks.
Pay me, dudes. Pay me, Bungie. Yes.
You still alive, Link?
Play rocket launcher.
Still alive, Link?
Yeah, Link, are you good over there, buddy? Tree
yes,
flown I'm, into I, your... Okay, there we right, go. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I fired a steel dragon. I'm waiting for a choleric dragon. I'm waiting for it to hit its target. I'm still
okay,
waiting.
Okay, still.
Timer. Get the timer.
On next
slow
week's
play
podcast,
rocket launcher.
It landed.
It reminds me of that episode of Looney Tunes where Bugs Bunny is like playing baseball. He throws like the slowest pitch ever. Like, one, two, three strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
Slow play rocket
yeah,
launcher
that
tactic.
Episode. It's the Bugs Bunny.
Any of you kids see that old episode? We used to play jacks. And...
It's the one where he plays every
out
position,
the
right? Ball out.
Skip rocks, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one, man.
The classic.
Jeez. I just like the one where he saws Florida off of
America. It like floats into the ocean.
Look, we're going through enough right now. Yeah. Give Florida a break.
It seemed topical.
Bugs Bunny's up to his goddamn shenanigans again down there.
Should we do questions?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Yes,
why
I think it's high time for questions. I am
got beautiful voice here.
I booked a couple.
Yes.
All right.
We bookmarked them. Look at this.
Right. I favorite. This is these are Twitter questions.
All right.
This one really did catch my eye. Can dank memes melt steel beams? This is from Fearsome Marco. This is from Marco. Yeah. Can dank memes melt steel beams? Yeah.
Yes.
Half an hour later.
Question.
Yeah.
Decide on their answer.
How can we answer
well, first
without
of all,
first
we
discussing
to,
the nature of man?
We're going to need three segments. Look. What defines dank? All right? There are different definitions of dank for
true.
Every person.
Voila, your rebuttal.
Got it. At what temperature Fahrenheit do steel beams melt?
I guess
and
what
how
it comes down
hot
to, yeah.
Can dank memes become on the internet?
Right. So the question becomes, is a dank meme equivalent to a spicy meme? Because that's pretty hot.
Oh,
so we need to know, does dank equal spicy to
is
know
it calling an expert here?
Can a dank meme also be a hot take?
Oh, wow.
Jeez, look at this.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm in my mind now.
You know what? Save this question for next week. We'll do some research.
Put that on the back burner.
Let's get back to you. We want to provide accurate information on this show, and you know we'll send Fallout into the lab, do his science thing.
Look out for Fallout's next video about how if you teabag on a dank meme, it will melt steel beams.
It accelerates the molecules just
here.
Enough.
I got another one for you, and I'm going to steal the show because I never do these questions. I got another one for you.
Right.
This is from Lego LaFlash. What one gun do you never use but will never delete? At the bottom, it just says, question not for bones. What one gun do you never use yet never delete?
The devil you know.
Yes.
Devil Which is know. The gun that both cops and Destiny cops use as their official police officer's gun. Just
hashtag trivia.
Yeah, there you go. Mine is the Vision of Confluence. I just always have it. I just like it in my vault. Don't know why. Just like it.
Look, Bones is on his phone right now, and he's like, "Yeah, well, you two." We're talking about that. I just deleted 5 year one guns from my vault.
Just
goodbye, thing of ear. You
goodbye. That's what I got to say to your question.
I'd have to just pick auto rifles as the generic weapon type. I've got
class.
Loads. I'm saving them like just in case they
one
ever get
day,
good, even though I hate them.
Yeah.
I've got a massive collection of auto rifles in the vault, man.
Massive.
I would say Thorn. I still have my year one Thorn.
Oh, okay.
Why?
You don't break out the...
I have it on a shrine.
It's a set of many
questions. It's mine. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
I get it going.
I stroke it sometimes and tell it, someday.
You know it well.
My precious. Oh. You will terrorize once again.
And it.
Yep.
Right then, I've done. That's my two questions. I'm sitting back.
Well, that's it. Why don't you hit more, buddy?
There's another one here if you want it.
Yeah, well, read them on, man.
Okay. What feature? This is from Air Dion. What feature do you need to be in Destiny 2 for you, for it to be your perfect Destiny 2 launch?
I need. This Boobs. Isn't really a feature so much as the thing that I hate most in Destiny. I want it gone. I want this. I want seamless loading between places. I don't want to stare at a fucking loading screen tube of colors when I'm going into a planet if I can help it at all anymore. I hate it for matchmaking. Okay, PvP, but when I'm loading to a planet, like in just the directory or something, I just want it to give me something more interesting to do in that time. That's my perfect game. I can't stand sitting in loading screens in games.
Did you? I played the alpha and the beta, but whenever you played Destiny for the first time, did you try to control your ship while it was flying through orbit?
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course.
I definitely was sitting it, watching it go like
that'd
this.
Be fun. Yeah. That's a weird little mini game. Bump into each other and stuff. Like
you can do that in Warframe, but it makes it lags out. It goes like from 30 FPS right down to 2.
Do you guys know? I think it's Bandai used to have a patent on loading mini games.
Mini games and loading. Yeah,
they were the only company that was allowed to do it. Like that's so weird.
That's why like all the old Dragon Ball Z games would have like mini games in their
you
loading
throw
screens.
Men during Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Or you spin Master Roshi.
You spin Master Roshi on the
That's right. Yeah, dude. Correct.
Love it.
Someone in the chat, Zelmo mentioned, you know, don't take me out of my character screen while traveling. Just, and I speak out about that. I'm just like, think about all the ways Destiny 2 will be a little more efficient in terms of its just how it runs. So to speak,
it doesn't have last gen.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like all of that is gone. Yeah. They've been working on the system for a long time. It's not a brand new engine to them. They don't have to sort of build it from the ground up. Like all of those little more efficient things are going to just feel so good. And it's going to feel like a modern game and not a game that was made in 2014.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I want it to feel modern more than
modern. Yeah. Give us private matches right off the bat, baby. Let me delete items from the postmaster. I'm fucking begging you. I will.
Stop being a goddamn hoarder.
Listen, it's okay, like,
delete things from my pile of recycling in my kitchen that I won't take out.
You don't have to be a hoarder to have things in your postmaster. You can just be playing a raid and accidentally like fill up all your fucking slots because you suck and you get stuck too long in that raid.
There's two spots in my character inventory. They're usually pretty full. One is the primary because I have a lot of primaries that I like. I got Ice Luna, Palindrome. I got Thorn, Mida Multi-Tool. Hawksaw, Clever Dragon. I switch back and forth between them. I like the variety. Mm-hmm. And then with the gauntlets, I have a whole bunch because there's like a lot of combinations. You know, there's all the combinations between intellect, discipline, and strength. There's the combination of, do I want further grenades if I'm playing a Voidwalker or faster melee speed if I'm playing a Stormcaller? Do I want hand cannon reload speed? Do I want pulse rifle reload speed? Blah, 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 blah. So like I fill up on gauntlets and primaries a bunch, and it's annoying. And I mean, I'm sure I'm probably in the minority here, but whatever. It's just like I feel like it would be so easy to just delete something from the postmaster. I don't need to take it from your dirty robot hands. Just take it. I don't need it.
Your filthy, rusty fingertips.
There are like items in this game that don't need to be items when there's like glimmer and marks that aren't like things you move to and from your vault. And I don't understand why like shaders and any other sort of economy thing has to be a physical thing. And I assume that is just limitations on for whatever reason that it went like that. Yeah. But like every other game where you just like go to your menu and pick the skin you want to use, or like go to your Halo character and be like, I'm red and blue today. Like I don't know why those exist.
Yeah. So well, you can only carry 9 shaders.
Yeah. Wow. They should just be on a list that you could pick from.
Open your
I wouldn't even mind if I had to go to the tower to change it and just like go to like all the shaders. And
irritates me the most that we can only carry like 9 shaders and you can't get rid of the no shader thing is the thing that bothers me. Like you can
like
move it around.
You can move around.
Yeah, but I can't just fucking take it off of my guy. I never have ever wanted to be no shader. Just let me get rid of this.
So there's me getting triggered about the matchmaking, and then there's the other guys, I'm a no shader. Yeah. Fuck you.
Well, we live in Freedom Land story where the matchmaking is perfect all the time.
This is a great segue, because for my Destiny 2, I think the number one thing that I really hope that is more sensible EU matchmaking for the rest of the world that's not the USA. That's like the number one thing that I'm going for at the moment. And I'm really hoping. I don't care if it stays peer-to-peer. I really don't care. As long as matchmaking is more logical and sensible, that would be a great thing for me.
Survey says denied.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. The whole...
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah, we will see. Link, Destiny 2, what would you want in it? Have to be.
Something
perfect.
That's not in the game right now was the question, right?
No, the exact words were, what feature do you need? Need is in capital words. Need to be in Destiny 2 for your perfect Destiny launch. So
60 FPS.
60 FPS, yeah, that's
60 FPS.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
I'm hoping that that's a standard. Like, I think any developer that brings out a 30 FPS game after, like, now would be sentencing their game to some certain kind of certain death, I think, at the moment.
There's nothing like playing Overwatch for a couple nights and then like, I'm going to hop back on Destiny, and you turn it on and you're like, am I taking drugs? What's happening?
Yeah.
What's everything so slow?
The human eye can only see 24 frames.
There are devs repeating that. They are still repeating that bullshit. You know, my answer to any dev that keeps saying, the human eye can only see in 24, go and research a subject called shutter angles in cinematic film. Go and have a look at that and stop peddling your bile.
I thought you were going to say, go ahead and research, say that, shut up.
Yeah.
In a nice PR kind of way, and just be like, well, we're really investing our resources into this mechanic, and we want this to be like a real important primary experience of our game. So the thing that doesn't get a lot of attention is frames per second, and you can have them phrase that in the right way. It's so weird to make up a sentence like, ah, yes, it is the cinematic experience for the human eye.
Cinematic vision.
Yeah. But like, I can tell. Yeah. I can Google.
I'm not watching a fucking movie. I'm playing a game.
I want it smooth. God damn it.
Yes. God. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Bones is on fire tonight.
Oh, yes. Boy. All those callbacks. Yeah. He had that week off, so he's really... He's
oh, good. Yeah. I was like, I saved a bunch. Next week, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
What else we got, Story? Talk to me.
I think those were the only ones. There's something about weapon balancing, but we've already covered that.
Mm-hmm.
Falling off the rails.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the only ones that I had bookmarked. Let's have a look.
We can look for more.
Look for more. Everyone, rabble.
Tacos or burritos? I've never had either, I don't think. Not traditional ones.
What do you mean?
That's not... Mexican cuisine is not the most pimped out thing in the ass end of the Nordic realms.
I guess that totally makes sense. I don't know. I just never thought about something like that.
Yeah. I've just never thought that different cultures and worldviews exist.
You
could go to a supermarket and buy, you know, taco shells and try and make everything yourself, but like, you know, it's not the same. Yeah. It's not the same.
Dude, I just thought the
entire
world...
Especially if you've never had a taco and you don't know what it's supposed
that's
to taste
true.
Like.
That's true. He's like, what am I
just in
Googling
this?
Them? Yeah. It says it looks like this.
Yeah. He's like eating it head on, like the hard taco shell. Like,
yeah.
Well, first off, the answer to the question is burritos. Secondly, you need to have both tacos and burritos, Story.
Okay. I don't really know the difference. So tell me the difference between the two. I know that tacos come in a shell, and it's like a tortilla.
One of them has tortilla, meat, and cheese.
The other one has tortilla, meat, and cheese. Yeah. Well, then there's enchiladas, which has tortilla, meat, and cheese.
Just the casing is what differentiates tortillas, the different subjects here.
A burrito is a tube, and it's wrapped. So you have a bigger tortilla that can fully wrap, and you kind of hold it like and you eat it. And it's amazing, and it's probably too much food. A burrito is a very filling thing. Or you can get like a small breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like a weirdo that eats small burritos. Yeah. And a taco, you fold up and you kind of chomp it like a sandwich. And there's different levels to burritos. You can get one like melted with cheese. You got a fork and knife it. Sometimes you want to just hold it and eat Chipotle. Tacos. So I live in Los Angeles, so I get to eat like amazing fish tacos. And those are just like perfect guacamole on those. Oh my God. Oh my God. Legit. I'm hungry now.
Yeah, man. I'm getting hungry.
About living in California is the taco food trucks. Those things were amazing. Oh, wow.
Good times. Uh-huh. Good times.
But yeah, burritos, man. You can literally put anything in a burrito, wrap it up, heat that thing up, and boom, you're
can
good.
I put a cheeseburger
been,
in there?
I've been a college student.
Yes, I have actually done that. You can put a cheeseburger in a burrito.
Oh, Story's first experience will be Taco Town from SNL.
I think my first experience, if I ever get my ass over to the States, is a heart attack. Some kind of fat-induced aneurysm.
The story, if you ever come to visit, then I'm going to take you to this wonderful place called Taco Bell, which is all the rage here in America.
I've heard about it.
And you can get what's called a cheesy gordita crunch, where, close your eyes, I want you to imagine this with me now, all right? So it's like a hard taco shell, and then outside of the hard shell is gooey cheese, which you use like glue, and then you fold a soft, thick tortilla around that outer hard taco shell. Boom.
I would have this.
Now, hold on. Before you leave the enrapturement, imagine that that taco shell was made out of Doritos.
Okay.
That's true. They actually have that. Yes.
I can feel the constipation right now.
Welcome
to America. All the cheese.
That's Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'd like to get back to the heart of this matter and side with the Black Link burritos. I just want to officially state my opinion.
I would have to say both.
I'm going to go with burritos, too.
Both.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say either.
Why not both? Yeah. Well, like in the commercial.
Although Fallout really made me want the gordita, I'm not going to lie.
Cheesy gordita crunch, baby.
I like the chicken quesadillas from Taco Bell. I won't lie. They have really good sauce on them.
Dude, their quesadillas are fantastic.
Gordita.
If the world weren't happening outside right now, I'd probably go to Taco Bell.
Gordita. That sounds like a fat lady that eats way too much stuff.
It is.
It's very appropriately named.
Yeah. Story, an important thing to know is that Taco Bell makes up a lot of words that are not Spanish in any way, and it's borderline offensive at times.
borderline offensive.
And you're like,
yeah.
Oh, Bones is lagging. Oh, there's a meme. Lagging. There's a meme there. Snap that, baby.
Oh, screen cap.
Snap that, baby. Yeah.
Damn it! No, it's
another one.
Oh, get that one too. Get that one.
Rapid fire. Rapid fire. Somebody please save the Twitch clip. Save the Twitch clip.
Yeah.
The screenshot.
It's a meme gold mine.
He's making poses. And...
I see you back.
Right, he's back.
You're back in the room. You're back in the room.
Okay. Good times.
Yeah, Mom. Yeah, I hope we got some good ones there.
I hope we got some good ones too. I think
every picture of your face is a good one, Bones.
Aww.
So what do you say, gents? Is it time to wrap it up now?
Wrapping up like a burrito because I'm freaking starving.
I was waiting for one of you to do it, you know.
Beautiful setup.
Hey, before we go,
yeah.
If I were taking improv classes, I would have said it first.
God damn it. Boys, is anything happening next weekend?
No, end the podcast.
Anything happening next weekend?
I'm going on holiday to Romania and having my blood sucked by a vampire. That's what's happening next weekend.
Sounds fun. Oh,
that sounds enjoyable.
I believe.
Well, you're going to miss a big little
speaking
showdown.
Speaking of evil, soulless creatures, we're going to be facing off against the Destiny Community podcast.
Kappa. We get like 15 Kappas, minimum 15 Kappas in Twitch.
Kappa.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. Yes. Next Saturday, January 28th at what time?
10 p.m. Is it?
No,
it's the morning.
Okay.
Conveniently for you, I think. Conveniently, in air quotes.
God, you would think one of us would know.
Stay tuned for the exact time. He's gonna dig deep and find it. But next Saturday, stay tuned on Twitter. We'll let you know when. But we are having a throwdown against the folks over at the Destiny Community Podcast. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of crazy shit. There's going to be PvP that's kind of real. There's going to be PvP that's pretty goddamn silly. We're going to have a whole bunch of stuff. Maybe Link and Teft will have a talk-off. Who knows?
Yep.
And Link and Teft will talk to y'all.
Yeah, we'll have it again.
We're going to be playing for a good cause, because this is a charity event with Guardian Con, and if we can raise some money that day, we will be donating it to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Yes. So come with fat wallets and a generous nature, please.
Yes. And it is 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
10 a.m.
Meow, meow.
Okay. I have been known to engage in some fisticuffs should the occasion arise.